Welcome back to the deep dive. If you're like us, you've probably started to feel that digital drag.
Oh, yeah.
Your phone or your laptop, which, used to be lightning fast, now it just feels like it's struggling, like it's sinking under the weight of all this digital clutter.
It absolutely is. And that affects more than just your device speed. It actually slows down your mental processing speed, too. So we took the big research guide, the 2026 Digital Detox, and really just distilled it down into the most effective steps you can take right now.
So our mission for this deep dive is pretty clear then.
Yeah, it's to give you a shortcut to cleaning house, upping your security, and just organizing your digital life so you can go into the new year feeling, lighter and faster.
And this isn't just basic spring cleaning. This is like a strategic operation. We're going to cover five critical zones, starting with the absolute biggest memory hogs, your photos and videos.
The gallery graveyard.
Exactly. Then we'll tackle apps, file organization with what we're calling the mastermind method, then security, and finally a bit of digital mental hygiene. So let's jump right in.
Let's do it. The scale of the problem in our photo galleries is, it's just shocking. Phones today are capturing these massive 48 megapixel, even 200 megapixel raw files.
And 4K video is just the default now. So if you took, say, 50 photos of the same sunset trying to get the perfect shot.
That's not just 50 photos. That's 50 enormous files just sitting there waiting for you to manually sort them out.
Which nobody ever does. That's the friction point, right?
Yeah.
And manual sorting is a huge barrier, so we just let it build up.
Well, this is where we can leverage the intelligence that's already baked into our operating systems. The goal is to make manual deletion basically obsolete.
Okay, so how do we do that?
For those of you on iOS, the system's designed to help. You just navigate to the Utilities album, it's usually at the bottom of the photo app, and then open duplicates.
And the phone has already found all the similar shots for you.
It's already done the work. And instead of deleting them one by one, you use the merge function. This is the critical part. It keeps the highest quality, highest resolution photo, and just gets rid of all the lesser copies instantly.
So you reclaim gigabytes without actually losing the memory. That is a perfect efficiency solution. What about for Android users on Google Photos?
Just as simple. You tap your profile picture and select free up space. Google's AI is. It's really smart. It identifies all the common culprits, blurry shots, old screenshots, huge videos.
And just hands you a clear all button for the jump.
Exactly. It takes all of the decision fatigue out of the process.
You mentioned screenshots. We have to talk about the zero screenshot rule from the guide. This is going to be a painful one for some people.
It might be, but the guide estimates that screenshots make up nearly 30% of the average user's gallery.
30%. That's wild.
They're the ultimate temporary file, a funny tweet, a recipe you're going to make 2 years ago.
A confirmation code.
Right. They serve their purpose for maybe a day, and then they just become permanent digital litter.
But what about the important ones? I mean, I've definitely screenshotted receipts for taxes, things I absolutely need to keep. How do you distinguish?
That's a great question. The guide's approach is really practical. Use the search bar in your photo app, type screenshots, and just scan the results. If a screenshot is older than a month and isn't a vital legal or financial document, the rule is simple: delete it without mercy.
The 30-day window forces you to deal with it while you still remember why you took it.
Exactly. Now, beyond the photo app, we have the silent killers. These are the messaging apps that auto-download media to your device.
Right, and you don't even realize it's happening.
People assume it's all in the cloud.
Yeah.
Take WhatsApp, go to settings, then storage and data, and manage storage. It shows you which files are the largest, so you can bulk delete everything over, say, 5 MB.
What about Telegram? That one's notorious for using local storage as a cache.
Yeah, for Telegram, you can free up. I mean, we're talking tens of gigabytes sometimes just by going to data and storage and clearing the cache.
And just to be clear, that doesn't delete your chat history, right?
Not at all. It's vital to clarify that. It only removes the locally stored copy. All your media is still safe in the cloud. Your phone just gets dramatically faster.
Okay, fantastic. So we've dealt with the raw data, but the next strain on the system isn't the data, it's the apps themselves. Let's move to segment two, zombie apps.
We call them zombie apps because they're programs you haven't opened in months, but they're still technically alive on your phone.
And they're taking up storage, they're draining the battery with background processes, and sometimes they're even tracking your location.
That's the trifecta. It's a security and an efficiency problem. But, deleting an app you might need again in 6 months feels wasteful.
Yeah, like a specific airline app or something. You lose all your saved info.
This is where the iOS offload app technique is a total game changer. Go to Settings, General, iPhone Storage, and select Offload App.
Okay, so let's unpack that. What's actually happening when you press that button?
It removes the main application software, the bulky part with all the code. But crucially, it leaves your personal settings, your logins, all your data right where it is.
So if you need it again, you just tap the icon and it re-downloads, and you're right back where you left off.
Instantly. It's space recovery without the hassle of resetup.
That's a huge improvement. But even if we offload the app, what about the permissions we already gave it?
That's critical security hygiene. We have much better tools for this now. On Android, use the Privacy Dashboard. It gives you a clear timeline of which apps accessed your microphone, camera, location.
In the last 24 hours, so you can see if something you haven't used is, snooping.
Exactly. And on iOS, it's the App Privacy Report under Privacy and Security Settings. Just audit the list and revoke permissions for anything that looks suspicious.
And while we're in our settings, let's talk about the financial detox.
Ah, yes. Those recurring charges are just digital clutter for your bank account.
We've all done it. Signed up for a 3-day free trial for an app we used once.
And then completely forgot about it until you see that $99 yearly charge on your statement. The guide said the average user finds $50 to $100 in forgotten subscriptions.
That feels very relatable.
It is. The action is simple. Go into your App Store or Google Play subscriptions. If you haven't used it in the last month, cancel it.
Okay, massive wins on the mobile front. Now let's shift to the bigger workspace, the laptop. Segment three is about organization, the mastermind method. Because a cluttered desktop, it really does cause subconscious stress.
It's the intersection of psychology and performance, right? Every one of those icons is cognitive noise. And the single dirtiest place on most computers, the downloads folder,
The digital black hole.
filled with old installers, random files named Untitled Document 5.
So what's the quick fix for that folder?
It's a simple drill. First, open it and sort by date modified. Second, highlight everything older than 90 days. If you haven't touched it in 3 months, you probably don't need it. Third, use Shift plus Delete.
Okay, let's pause on that. Shift plus delete, for anyone who doesn't know, permanently bypasses the recycle bin.
It does. It's ruthless efficiency. You have to be certain. If you're nervous, just use the normal delete key.
Yeah.
But for real detox, those old downloads are usually safe to just vaporize.
That cleans up the old mess. But to stop it from coming back, we need a system. That's where the PRA method comes in.
The KRA method. It stands for Projects, Areas, Resources, and Archives. It's a way to simplify your entire file system based on how active a file is.
So it's not just about storage, it's about reducing your mental load by defining a file's purpose.
Precisely. Projects are things you're actively working on with a deadline. Q1 presentation draft. Areas are ongoing responsibilities without a hard deadline. Think finances, health records.
Things you just manage over time.
Exactly. Then you have resources. These are things you keep for future reference articles, design assets, tutorials. No immediate action, but they're valuable.
And finally, archives.
Archives. This is for completed projects, old ideas,
Hmm.
anything you need to keep but shouldn't be looking at every day. The first immediate action is to just drag all that junk from your desktop and document straight into your new archives folder.
Clean slate. Love it. Okay, last part of organization, the deep system files, the cache.
Right. For a truly light system, you have to clear that out. Windows has the built-in disk cleanup tool or the newer PC manager. Mac users can use the storage manager or tool like Clean My Mac X. It really is like giving your computer a new set of lungs.
All right, we've cleaned and organized. Segment four shifts focus completely. Now we lock it down. We're moving into the security detox because in 2026, the threats are, well, they're not getting any simpler.
And the single biggest point of failure for most people is still using weak, duplicated passwords.
The same password for Instagram and your main bank email.
It's like giving a hacker the master key to your entire digital life.
So, what's the immediate non-negotiable action step for our listener?
Install a password manager. Now, whether it's 1Password, Bitwarden, Google's built-in one, just stop relying on your memory and replace those weak passwords with long, randomized strings. More importantly, if a service supports passkeys, enable that immediately.
Let's elaborate on passkeys because they are the future. Why are they so much better?
They get rid of the typed password completely. Authentication moves from something you remember to something you are. It uses biometrics, your face, your fingerprint.
So there's no password for a hacker to steal in a data breach.
Exactly. It's virtually unphishable. It is a quantum leap in account safety.
Okay, that's critical. But what about auditing our accounts, checking active sessions? Why does that matter so much?
Because it tells you every single device that is currently logged into your account. Maybe you sold an old phone and forgot to wipe it, or logged into a friend's computer.
And that session might still be active, giving someone a backdoor into your account.
Precisely. Go into your security settings for Google, Instagram, whatever, and find the section called Devices or Active Sessions. See a device you don't recognize or don't own anymore. Log it out instantly.
And of course, the task everyone loves to put off, hitting the update button.
It's mandatory hygiene. We delay updates because they're inconvenient, but those security patches are closing invisible doors that hackers absolutely love to exploit. Your OS, your browser, get everything up to the latest build.
Now for the ultimate survival strategy, the golden rule. The 3-2-1 backup rule.
This is the global standard, and it's designed to prevent total panic when your device inevitably crashes or gets stolen. It's pretty simple. The 3 means you have 3 total copies of your data.
Your main one plus 2 backups.
Right. The 2 means storing those copies on 2 different types of media. So your laptop's internal drive, maybe an external SSD. This protects you if one type of hardware fails.
And the crucial one, the offsite copy.
That means keeping one backup in the cloud. Google Drive, iCloud, Dropbox. So if there's a fire or a theft, your critical data is safe in a totally separate location. That peace of mind is priceless.
Before we hit the final segment, the guide makes a great point about physical hygiene. A clean device just works better.
It's a subtle but powerful thing. For example, charging problems are often just linked packed into the charging port. Take a wooden toothpick, never metal, and gently clean it out. Sanitize your screen. It just makes the whole device feel new again.
Okay, we've deleted, organized, and locked down. Segment 5 is the final polish, digital mental hygiene. Let's start with the battle for Inbox Zero.
And Inbox Zero here doesn't mean a literally empty inbox. It means a manageable one. There are 2 big steps. First, in your email client, search for the word unsubscribe.
You'll find hundreds of newsletters and marketing lists you haven't opened in years.
Get rid of them in bulk. Step 2, filter for promotional emails older than 1 year and just mass delete them. You do not need a Black Friday ad from 2024.
It makes your search faster, frees up space, and just removes the noise.
And that leads to the ultimate goal here, which is notification fasting. We have to regain control of our attention.
You should decide when to check your phone, not the app.
Exactly. The constant interruptions from notifications are proven to just destroy deep work and concentration.
Do you really need to be alerted the second someone posts a picture of their lunch?
The answer is almost certainly no. The recommendation is rigorous. Turn off notifications for everything except the essentials. Calls, direct texts, and maybe your work messenger. That's it.
No social media, no news, no shopping alerts. You'll be amazed at how much quieter your mind becomes.
You will.
So there you have it. You now have a device that's gigabytes lighter, it's significantly faster, and it's much more secure. But the real benefit is the organized mind that comes with it. We are entering the new year light.
And to keep it that way, which is always the hardest part, set a recurring calendar reminder for 6 months from now. Make this a twice yearly event so the digital clutter never gets out of control again.
So here's the final thought for you, the listener, to mull over. We've covered both the immediate sort of emotional clutter-like deleting photos and the necessary systemic security procedures like the 3-2-1 backup rule. Which step do you think will be the hardest for you to maintain? Is it the organizational discipline of something like the PARBA method, or is it the constant vigilance that security requires? Monitor your progress and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.